Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy, along with Patriots Football Weekly's Andy Hart here in rural West Virginia, White Sulphur Springs, home of the Greenbrier. And for the 2 days that the Patriots are here, joint practices with the New Orleans Saints. And Andy, back with the Pats from New York yesterday, quarterback Tom Brady.
Yeah, there was some question as to what his schedule would be this week. And when he missed the day back in Foxborough, was in New York, people were wondering. And then apparently nothing was achieved and there was no point in him staying for the second day of the settlement hearing. So he was here and I thought, quite frankly, he looks good. And I think it's great for the fans and everybody. You know, this would have lost a little bit of luster maybe if it were just Breeze and you didn't have the Brady-Breeze matchup.
Since you mentioned Breeze as well, two of the great quarterbacks of all time, two of the most prolific offenses in the NFL the last decade plus, and we saw them pretty much have their way today with both defenses.
Yeah, certainly the offenses were the better units for both teams today, not just in, you know, drills, seven-on-seven, one-on-ones, then they went some hurry up and all of it. You could tell Tom Brady, Drew Brees were in charge and the defenses were kind of scrambling, getting used to new looks. You know, they're used to facing their own great quarterback and their own great offense. Today they had to mix it up. I thought Malcolm Butler in particular had a tough down day. Brees seemed to really target him a couple times, beat him on a deep ball. He struggled a little bit, but you know, that's part of his growing process. We talk a lot about it with Jimmy Garoppolo being a process. Malcolm Butler's the same thing. We forget because he won a Super Bowl, but he's in that development process. It was fun to watch.
And we still saw a lot of moving pieces, too, at the back end for the Pats. Bill Belichick and his staff, notably Matt Patricia, experimenting in the secondary.
Yeah, we saw a lot of safeties on the field, a lot of different mixes with multiple safeties at times. I think Butler was the only corner in a 4 and 5 DB's looks. We saw some of the safeties outside the numbers, not necessarily saying they're playing cornerback, but, you know, cornerback-like roles, coverages away from the middle of the field. So I think that's a diverse group. I think it's a pretty deep group of safeties with some coverage ability, and I think they're going to tinker as we see moving forward of how they can put that to use.
What we didn't see, thankfully, is what people saw watching the Rams and Cowboys, for example. Most recently, any melee on the field today. These were two teams in control, generally two head coaches running these teams who have great respect for one another, Bill Belichick and Sean Payton.
Not only respect for one another, but two of the most respected, probably powerful coaches in the NFL. They are at the top of their organizations. What they say goes. There's a fear factor. And when you're fearful, you don't do dumb things like get into fights. I don't think we'll have those problems these 2 days.
And on the subject of that mutual respect, Sean Payton spoke today about Bill Belichick and the Patriots model, which he studied closely when he took over here in New Orleans.
What they've been able to accomplish, and I've said this before, we got hired in 06, and we looked closely at their model. And if you didn't, you were foolish. Their success, their staying power has been really unprecedented.
And Andy, also these two coaches, Sean Payton and Bill Belichick, of course, from that Parcells tree, showing again that they'll work their teams very hard even after the practice is done.
Yeah, some good conditioning at the end there. And I don't know if you noticed, even Troy Brown, Patriots Hall of Famer, lives in the area, was out there running conditioning with all the coaches, all the players. So yeah, good day of work here, I thought, in overall.
And with a guy in great shape himself, Andy Hart, I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.